A reading from Keeping the Heart by John Flavel. Two things which consume the time and strength of professing Christians. O Christians, I fear your zeal and strength of running the wrong channel. I fear that most of us may take up the church's complaint. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. Two things have eaten up the time and strength of the professing Christians of this generation, and sadly diverted them from heart work. First, fruitless controversies no doubt started by Satan for the very purpose of taking us off from practical godliness, to make us puzzle our heads, when we should be inspecting our hearts. How little have we regarded the observation? It is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, that is, with disputes and controversies about meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied in them. How much better is it to see men live exactly than to hear them dispute with subtlety? These unfruitful questions, how have they torn apart churches, wasted time and energy, in taking Christians off from their main business? What do you think? Would it not have been better if the questions agitated among the people of God lately had been such as these? How can a man distinguish the special from the common operations of the Spirit? How may a soul discern his first backsliding from God? How may a backsliding Christian recover his first love? How may the heart be preserved from unseasonable thoughts and duty? How may a bosom sin be discovered and subdued? Would not this course have tended more to the honor of true religion and the comfort of souls? I am ashamed that the professing Christians of this generation are insensible of their folly. Oh, that God would turn their disputes and contentions into practical godliness. Second, worldly cares and encumbrances have greatly increased the neglect of our hearts. The heads and hearts of multitudes have been filled with such a crowd and noise of worldly business that they have lamentably declined in their zeal, their love, their delight in God, in their heavenly, serious, and profitable way of conversing with men. How miserably we have entangled ourselves in this wilderness of trifles. Our discourses, our conferences, no, our very prayers are tinged with it. We have had so many things to do that we have not been able to take care of our inner selves. So how many precious opportunities have we lost? How many admonitions of the Spirit have passed over us unfruitfully? How often has the Lord called to us when our worldly thoughts have prevented us from hearing Him? But there certainly is a way to enjoy God even in our worldly endeavors. If we lose our views of Him when engaged in our earthly affairs, the fault is our own. Alas, the Christians should stand at the door of eternity, having more work upon their hands than their time is sufficient for, and yet be filling their heads and hearts with trifles.